الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العظيم.
We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of listening to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. We continue on from the previous dars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Verily, that person has succeeded whom cleansed himself. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And he remembered the name of his Lord, فَصَلَّى, and he prayed. So we mentioned in the previous dars that broadly speaking, there are three opinions with regards to this verse. And it mentioned in some detail the first opinion, which was that this is a reference to tazkiyatun nafs, the spiritual cleansing of a person's soul, which helps a person remove all bad characteristics, bad manners, spiritual diseases, and helps a person adopt the characteristics, the personalities, and the etiquettes and the adab which were taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the point where a person's desires become in compliance with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned through the second verse, and he remembered the name of his Lord and prayed, that this can be done through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as prescribed by a sheikh, by a spiritual mentor. The second opinion with regards to this actually is that these verses are referring to a'mal. Tazakka here refers to the giving of zakat, and salla refers to the upholding salah and praying one's five daily prayers. And a third opinion, which is very much connected with the first opinion, Allama Alusi rahimahullah writes in his tafsir that when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a condition, and the condition is istihdharul qalb, that a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with presence of mind and heart. Otherwise, Allama Alusi rahimahullah writes that without the presence of, if a person is just to say Allah, Allah, without just saying it out of habit, without actually thinking, then Allama Alusi rahimahullah writes that this dhikr will be of no benefit. However, when we look at the opinions of scholars, particularly amongst the elders of our Kabirin, of the ulama of Deoband, many of them have mentioned with regards to this, that even if a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the presence of mind and heart, even then there will be benefit in remembering and saying the words and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we concede and we accept that a person, there is a very big difference from the person who remembers the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with presence of mind and heart and concentrating on the glorious nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love in one's heart, with enthusiasm and with a zeal to become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will of course take a person from status to status and up to higher stages. And of course, a person who does not have this within them when remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be a big difference. However, our ulama, our kabirin, they mention that regardless, even if a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wo be fayda nahi rehta, that a person will always benefit in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Moving on, there are various different opinions with regards to zakat, what is being referenced here with regards to zakat and salah. Some ulama have said that it's referring to the day of Eid, that the zakat over here is referring to sadqat al-fitr, and fasalla refers to the prayer of Eid salah. Likewise, there are other opinions. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Rather, you give preference, الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, to the life of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And whilst the hereafter is better and lasting, everlasting. Ulama have written that from the blessings of the Akhirah, the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Akhirah are ru'yatullah, liqa'ullah, wa ridahu. That, number one, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ru'yat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an issue which has been debated upon. However, our aqidah is that in the Akhirah, based on the Quran and Hadith, and what we have learned from the Ahadith, that this is one of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with in Jannah. Number two, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, we mentioned this before, that when a person receives the content, the happiness of Allah, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will, in the hadith it says, فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا, that after this day I will never ever be angry with you again. This is one of the greatest blessings that a person will receive in the Akhirah. The reality of this world and the reality of the Akhirah, there are countless examples that we can give. Before I mention some of the tafsirs and what the Mufassirin have said, I'll give an example that I hope isn't too outdated. I'm acutely aware of the fact that as each day goes on, my perspective of the world does tend to get a little bit out of date from the younger ones. However, an example I thought of when looking at this verse was that the world, take look at a game of Monopoly. Look at a game of Monopoly. We start the game, we have money, we buy properties, we get passionate about the game, we charging each other rent. When we have more money, more properties, we become happy. And when we are losing, or we don't have any money, we're owing lots of money to people, we're losing properties, then we become sad. And this is the nature of monopoly. And at the end of the game, what happens? We put your money back into the set, we wrap the board up, we put it away, and we walk away. And whilst we are playing this game of monopoly, all the while, throughout this game, however long it takes, we are very much aware of the fact that this game is going to end in just a few minutes, and this is not going to be affect me, this is not going to affect me permanently in any way whatsoever. And so we will get a little bit passionate, and we will get a little bit excited, happy, angry, sad, but we all the while, we are very much aware of the fact that this is going to end, and I'm going to wrap this game up, and I'm going to walk away and carry on with my life. Respected brothers, elders, sisters listening at home, this is the example of the dunya. We invest so much time and effort into money, gathering wealth, into gathering properties, but the fact of the matter is that our life is going to be wrapped up very, very quickly, and we don't know when that is going to happen. It might happen tonight, it might happen tomorrow, who knows? This is exactly what happens in a game of monopoly. This is exactly what is going to happen in this dunya. And one further point to note with this example, I'll tie it down with this example, is that if during this game of monopoly you show an act of kindness to someone. For example, somebody was about to lose, they were about to fall out of the game, and you felt sorry for them, and you did something to help them stay on in the game. Or, on the other hand, you did something negative to someone, you swore at someone. Someone didn't sell you their property or something like that, and you galided them, you swore at them. Both of these things, even after you wrap the game up, they will be remembered afterwards. That, yeah, it was a game of monopoly, but you swore at me. Yeah, the game's finished, but I'm not going to forget that. You swore at me, for what reason? And on the other hand, if you show kindness to someone, that person may remember that afterwards. That, yeah, I know it was just a game, but this person was kind to me. Likewise, my respected brothers, this dunya, there are certain factors of this dunya that if we do something good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will help us in the akhirah. And if we do something evil and bad, then it will affect us negatively in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the reality of this world. This world is very much temporary, and our life will be wrapped up. Amazing thing, by Yusuf rahimahullah passed away, he woke up in the morning just living his life, not knowing that my entire life is going to be wrapped up by tonight. He woke up in the morning and he was living life to the fullest, just as we all do. And by that same evening, he was laying in his qabr. This is an example, a personal example, that we were all affected by here at Masjid Nur Islam. But the fact is that this example is happening all over the world today. Youngsters, for whatever reason, they wake up in the morning, they have their breakfast, they go to work, they do their normal daily duties, and something happens during the day, they pass away, ghusl is done, the kafan is done, and before the night falls, they are already laying in the qabr, and their life is wrapped up just like that. This is the reality of our dunya, my respected brothers. This is the reality of our dunya, that it is so fickle and of no value at all, that within just a few hours is going to be wrapped up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to remember death regularly, to remember death regularly, to do istighfar and make us understand and have that within us that we are going to pass away very, very soon. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah writes in his tafsir, "Thawabullahi fi ad-dar al-akhirati khayrun min ad-dunya wa abqa." The reward of Allah in the hereafter is better than the dunya, and it's everlasting. فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا دَنِيَّةٌ, for verily this dunya is vile. فَانِيَّةٌ, is going to end. وَالْآخِرَةُ, وَالْآخِرَةَ شَرِيفَةٌ بَاقِيَةٌ And the hereafter is noble and it's everlasting. فَكَيْفَ يُؤْثِرُ عَاقِلٌ مَا يَفْنَى عَلَى مَا يَبْقَى How can an intelligent, Allama ibn Kathir writes, how can an intelligent person give preference to that thing which is going to end over that thing which is everlasting?
وَيَهْتَمُّ بِمَا يَزُولُ عَنْهُ قَرِيبًا وَيَتْرُكُ الْإِهْتِمَامُ بِدَارِ الْبَقَاءِ وَالْخُلْدِ
He gives importance to that thing which is going to end very, very soon. And he has left the importance of that world which is everlasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. In one hadith, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah brings in his Musnad on the authority of Umm Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, الدُّنْيَا دَارٌ مَنْ لَا دَارَ لَهُ وَمَالٌ مَنْ لَا مَالَ لَهُ وَلَهَا يَجْمَعُ مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ The world is a house, it's a home for that person who has no home. And it is wealth for that person who has no wealth. And that person gathers the world, مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ Who has no intelligence. Why? Because we understand that this world is going to end very, very soon. It reminds me, in Fazali Amal, as the Sheikh Zakaria rahimullah has written the story of the son of Harun Rashid, a very emotional story, a long story. But I'm going to just look at the very end of the story when the son of Harun Rashid is laying and he's passing away and he has his head in the lap of one of his associates. And he says, Ya Sahibi, O my companion, La taghtarid bitana'umin, fal umru yanfadu. والنعيم يزول فإذا حملت إلى القبور جنازة فعلم بأنك بعدها محمول Oh my companion, do not become deceived by the bounties of this world, because life is going to fade away soon, and the blessings will also finish. فإذا حملت إلى القبور جنازة When you carry the coffin to the janazah towards the graves. فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ Understand that after this, you are also going to be carried towards that grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us such that we remember death on a daily basis, because this is the reality. When a person remembers death, then it gives them inspiration and it inspires them to make tawbah and to make istighfar and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, developing a relationship, strengthening that relationship as much as one can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. In one narration it's mentioned that Hazrat Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reciting this surah. When he reached the verses بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا he stopped his recitation and he looked and he turned towards the companions and he said أثرنا الدنيا على الآخرة فسقط القوم فقال أثرنا الدنيا He turned to his people and he said that we gave preference to this dunya over the hereafter. He said the people became silent. So he repeated again, he said that we gave preference to the dunya because we can see the world. لأن رأينا زينتها ونساءها وطعامها وشرابها He says, why did we do this? Because we can see the zina, we can see the beauty of this world, we can see its women, we can see its food, we can see its drink. وَزُوِّيَتْ عَنَّ الْآخِرَةُ And the akhirah is being concealed from us. فَاخْتَرْنَا هَذَا الْعَاجِلِ وَتَرَكْنَا الْآجِلِ So due to this concealment, we gave preference to that which was first in favor of that which was going to come later. And a very simple message here and an example is that look, if a person was to say to you that, okay, I'll give you two options now to live the rest of your life. One option is that I have a mansion, it's got 500 bedrooms, got everything under the sun. It's got swimming pools, it's got the best cars, it's got all the amenities, it's got everything. But this mansion will be in your possession for 1 month only. Or even a year or whatever. And on the other hand, I have a two-bedroom house. It will be yours, your property, but it won't just be for a month, it'll be for your entire life. You won't have to pay anything, no mortgage, your bills paid for, all done, but that will be forever. And this mansion is going to be for 1 month only. An intelligent person will say, no, I'll choose a two-bedroom house, because that's me done for life, even if it's a small house. But this, after I live my life for 1 month in luxury, then I'll be homeless after that. And this is something that's common sense, and this is in a scenario where the thing that is going to be forever is much less quality and value than the thing that's going to be temporary. So that's common sense, right? But the fact is that the Akhirah is not only everlasting, but it's much, much, much better to an infinite degree than the bricks of this world. Yet, if we swap that example over, and we were to say that two-bedroom house for a month and a mansion for life, it really, really impresses upon us the reality of our situation, because the dunya is, like we said, daniyatun. It's vile. It's going to end one day. Faniyatun. And the akhirah is amazing. It's forever. We've spoke about the palaces of Jannah, the streams and the water and the milk and the wine of Jannah and the women of Jannah. We spoke about this in great detail. And the dunya, we see the dunya around us. What haythiyat, what value does the dunya have? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Finally, we conclude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. Verily, this was in the first books, صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى, the books of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Lama Mahali rahimullah in Jalaleen writes that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was given 10 scriptures, and Lama Mahali goes on to say that as for the books of Musa alayhi salam, here there's a reference to the Torah. However, in Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Anas rahimullah says that no, actually Musa alayhi salam also had 10 scriptures that was excluding in addition to the Torah, and this is what is being referenced here. Imam Qurtubi rahimullah explains that what is mentioned in the books of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. So then again, there's various different options, opinions with regards to this. Some have said that the fact that the world is ending soon and the Akhirah is everlasting. Others have said the generic message of the Holy Quran. However, Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah writes that what this means over here, it doesn't mean that the exact words of the Quran were found in the scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. Rather, just the general meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here has been mentioned in the books of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and the true love for the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to remember death on a daily basis. As the Shaykh Malik Muhammad Sidi Dura Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala mentions, that we should visit the Qabristan, we should visit the graveyard often. And then we should stand there and we should pray, and along with this we should understand that we are going to end up here as well. Inshallah, this will help us. The Shaykh mentions that we should also make a habit of doing Muraqabatul Maut. Muraqabatul Maut means basically when a person, an individual sits on a daily basis or a weekly basis, and he closes his eyes and he blocks everything out, and he pictures himself that I am lying on my deathbed, and you know, I am weak, I am helpless for whatever reason, illness or old age, and my family are around me, they are crying, and suddenly I see the angel of death coming to me, and he is now taking my soul out. And then we should move on to the next scene, that I am in my qabr, again I am helpless, and the angels Munkar and Nakir have come, they are questioning me. And then we should move on, and we should imagine that I am now stood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am being questioned about my life. And then we should move on, I am crossing the pul sirat, the bridge that goes across Jahannam. And every single day, this is known as muraqabatul maut, when you sit and think about death, this will inshallah help us to focus on the reality of our lives and focus on the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us prepare for death before it comes to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the manifestation of the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu." The person who is longing for the meeting and loves the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also longs and loves to meet this person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make death a gift for us where the lover finally meets his beloved. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true love for the Holy Quran and a true understanding of the Holy Quran, and give us the tawfiq to recite the Quran and love the Quran every single day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to introduce and make the sunnahs a habit and part of our life. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.